Choose Health with holistic health life coach Linda LaCoux, offering you advice to choose a lifestyle that benefits your body and your mind. Insights that help you choose health.
What if I told you that today more than 95% of chronic disease is caused by food choice? So if that's true, how do you know how to choose your food and how do you know what you're really eating? Today we're going to talk about artificial ingredients. The issue today in the United States is that we are no longer eating food. On the whole, we are eating food-like substances. Over 75% of the food that's in your grocery store is prepackaged. It is pre-made, it's been prepared and put in a box or a plastic wrapper for you so that it requires minimal preparation and little to no work for you to do to make sure that you can eat it. You open it, you take it out of a can, you take it out of a box or a bag, you heat it up in a microwave or in some boiling water, and bam, you've got dinner. Okay, but what is the real cost to you to eat for convenience? And is it really convenient in the long run? One of the scary things about this change in the way we look at food is that we have now created the second generation of Americans who don't know how to cook without using a box or a bag or a can. Instead of children being able to identify where food really comes from, food doesn't come from a farm. It comes from the grocery store shelves. It grows out of packages and out of boxes and sometimes, if they're lucky enough to know, out of the produce department, and it's fresh. But the majority of what children can identify as food is really rather low. I've spoken with children of clients before who can't identify the differences between a blueberry, a blackberry, a raspberry, and a strawberry because they legitimately don't know. They've seen it as candy. They've seen it as a puree, but they've never seen it in its whole form. This is a problem. If you can't identify food, you don't know what you're eating, and you don't know if it's not real. Artificial ingredients have become a huge part of our food source today. But the problem with this is that your body was not designed to process chemicals. The amount of chemical contaminants in the diet of the average American is staggering. It is normal for people to consume anywhere between 150 to 160 different artificial chemical ingredients in one day. And sometimes even in one meal. Most of these items are generally regarded as safe by the FDA. They're food dyes, they're preservatives, they're artificial sweeteners. The problem is that a lot of these are never tested to their fullest capacity, which basically means that they make sure that it's not going to kill you. And other than that, it's fine. There's very minimal processes that are put in place that are being required of companies to notify the FDA about the product so that you can actually make sure that it's safe for the long term. You know, and how many chemicals does someone consume every day? That varies greatly per person. One of the things that is not looked at is that there are very few studies that actually evaluate the combined effects of food additives. There's very few that have been done. One that does stand out, and you can actually look this up, in 1976, the Journal of Food and Science did a study on rats. They fed them a very particular low-fiber diet with sodium cyclamate, Red 2, polyxylothene sorbitin. They fed them each of those things individually, and then they fed it to all of them in combination. The portion of the study that had the individual additives being fed to the rats just one at a time, the rats were able to recover from the adverse effects. In the study where the rats were given the combination of all the additives at the same time, all the rats died inside of 14 days. Every single one of those ingredients is generally regarded as safe and approved by the FDA to this day, and that is terrifying. Okay, now granted, you have a much bigger body system than a rat, so of course, on the whole, the effects to you are going to be very different and take much longer to manifest. However, that doesn't make it okay. One of the things that you want to look at with your food, I typically tell clients that a one-ingredient diet is something that I personally try to follow at home, and on the whole, the majority of my clients try to follow. And basically what that means is you eat meat, you eat vegetables, you eat fruit, you drink water. I'm a big proponent of coffee. I love the coffee. And just to be clear, by coffee, I mean real coffee. The problem with coffee is everything that is added to it. So not Starbucks coffee, not sugar coffee, not all kinds of artificial creamer with French vanilla, hazelnut, nobody knows what it is. I mean coffee, real coffee. We're talking espresso, we're talking black coffee, maybe a little bit of heavy cream as your additive. That's about it. Coffee is good for you in moderation. And green tea. Green tea is incredibly healthy for you. Lots of herbal teas are really good for you. Okay, make sure that your tea is organic, because tea does have a lot of additives and preservatives put on the leaves to make sure that it stays fresh in the box. You know, just because it's tea doesn't mean it's okay. So make sure you're looking for that organic label. But meat, vegetables, fruit, water, coffee, green tea, that's where you live. With that combination, what that means is I don't care how many one ingredients you mix together, so long as everything starts off as one whole recognizable piece of food. If you really look at that diet, what does it do? It eliminates preservatives. It eliminates artificial colors and artificial ingredients and all these chemicals that are used to make food look good, smell good, and taste good, even though it's not actually food. It eliminates the processing. It eliminates things that have been so far removed from their original form that your children can't even identify what it looks like. You know, when you look at the one ingredient diet model and how it breaks down, most of my clients, if I can get them to eat on a one ingredient diet for a 30 to 60 day period of time, they don't go back because they feel so much better, because you're not constantly microdosing yourself with toxins on a daily basis at every meal. Some things to contemplate: changing your food does not happen immediately. It happens over time. Okay, you didn't start eating the way that you eat right now because you just woke up one day and decided it was a good idea. It was a slow process over time. Start with breakfast. Okay, it's your first meal of the day. Try to make breakfast easy. When you wake up in the morning, have fresh fruit and a hard-boiled egg. Have, you know, some bacon that is organic, nitrate-free bacon. We've got lots of local resources in this area and local farmers. Stockton Farms does really great organic bacon. It's addictive. So, you know, make sure that you are eating things that are one ingredient diet compatible. Have some fruit, have some vegetables, do a green smoothie with, you know, some kale, pineapple, banana, blueberry, and maybe some almond milk. But make breakfast easy. After you work on breakfast and you've got that down for a month, do lunch. Now you've got two meals out of your day that are one ingredient diet compatible, and then you can tackle the big one, which is dinner. Dinner is huge and a lot of times requires preparation. So make sure that if you want to look at meal prepping, get some ideas. Go to Pinterest. Go to my website. If you go to lifesupporthh.com, I mean, I take you through certain meal prepping ideas there. You can do a health coaching consultation where I will take you through how to do this and give you some really good tips, tricks, recipes, and steps that will help you along your way. But don't tackle the problem by jumping on it all at one time. You got here slowly. Give yourself time to go back slowly. And you know, it's something that you can do with an incredible amount of success. I hope this information was helpful to you and that you will join us again for our next episode of Choose Health, where we will be going over artificial sugars and sweeteners and things of that nature and talk about what you can do along those lines.
This has been Choose Health with Linda LaCoux. Linda is a certified holistic health coach, bend instructor, and personal trainer with Life Support Holistic Health in Cookeville. She's available for your questions on Facebook and online at lifesupporthh.com.